like it says up here, the most important decision that you'll ever make in life is learning how to make right decisions. Everything, yes, every single thing in your life is dependent upon your decisions. One good decision can give you a lifetime of happiness. But one bad decision can give you a lifetime of misery. I've met a lot of people from every walk of life imaginable, from many different countries on earth. Red, yellow, black, brown, white, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, male, female, transvestites, gay, lesbian, young, old, religious, atheist, fat, skinny, healthy, sick, married, divorced, professionals, and common laborers. And I've had the privilege of spending thousands of hours literally talking with them in their homes. And there's one profound truth that comes out of all of this experience. And it's this. People are the product of their own decisions. Approximately 90% of the people I've met in life have some major area in their life that's really a challenge to them. Most common ones are their marriages and their relationships. But then they also have their moral conduct, their health, their finances, and of course, their spiritual life. Yet after interviewing thousands, I've also discovered that in 99.9% of the cases, the challenge or problem is a direct result of their choice, their decisions. And the worst part is when people end up in poverty or they're dying from some fatal disease like heart attack or heart disease, or they're suffering from a broken marriage, or they just got a hard life, they get mad and they blame God. It's like the wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 19:3, a man may ruin his chances by his own foolishness and then blame God. Now, I'm not saying that to be critical, but I want you to think about that as we go through this discussion this morning, because each one of us must assume personal responsibility for our lives and our choices. There's an inevitable law that says you reap what you sow. Your life right now is the product of the decisions you have sown in the past. Unfortunately, most people never take responsibility because they're too busy making excuses. People say the reason they haven't achieved their goals or the reason they're not living the lives that they desire is because of the way their parents treated them. Then we have others who say, well, it was a lack of opportunities that we experienced in our youth, or because of the education they missed out on, or because they're too old or they're too young. When I was canvassing, I had a district leader who used to say he always had it in his canvas when people were giving him an excuse for not buying the books. He says, "You know, people have 1,000 hooks to hang their excuses on." Yes, people say, "I can't help it if I was born this way." Think about that. That means the murderer can't help that he murders people. The rapist can't help for raping people. And the homosexual can't help but for being a homosexual. It's their choices. It's decisions they've made in their life. And all of these excuses are nothing but, I won't use the term, but false belief systems. But there's good news. Using the power of decision gives you the capacity to get past any excuse or false belief system, to change any and every part of your life in an instant. That's what we want to learn this morning. Let's begin by going back to when you were in high school, age 14, 15, 16. Let's analyze some questions. Where were you then? What were you like? Who were your friends? What were your hopes and dreams? Let's say back then, one of your friends would come to you and say, "Where are you going to be in 10 or 15 years?" What would you have told them? Are you today where you wanted to be back then? Ask yourself these questions. How are you going to live the next 10 years of your life? And where do you want to be 10 years from now? What will your life be 10 years from today? You see, 10 years from now, you are going to arrive. 10 years will come and most of you will be there. How will you be living? Where are you going to be? Who will you have become? What will you be doing to contribute to society? What kind of a person will you be? Do you know what the answer is? All these questions is whatever you decide to be. Amen. Your decisions today will determine exactly who, what, and where you will be. So when's the time to design the next 10 years? Now! Right now! Make a decision you're going to do that. And if you can't get everything down today, don't worry about it. But at least you make a decision that you're going to plan for the next 10 years. To boil it down, realize if you want to direct your life, you must take control of your decisions. You must consistently make good decisions. Amen. The power of decision is something you cannot underestimate. Everything that happens in your life, both good and bad, begins with what? A decision. The Bible teaches that it's in your moments of decision that your whole destiny is shaped. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that what? Okay, Amplified says empowers. I like that word better than strengthen. Empowers me. God gives us the ability to make right decisions. The decisions that we're making right now, every day, will shape how we're going to feel about today, as well as who we're going to become in the years ahead. Let's ponder a few more questions just to see if we can awaken our consciousness of this a little more. Okay. I guess that's it. As you look at back over the last 10, 20, or 30 years, were there times when a different decision would have made your life radically different from today, either for better or for worse? Maybe, for example, you made a career decision that changed your life, or maybe a lack of that decision. Maybe you got married or divorced. How would a different decision in that area have changed your life? Maybe you decided to have children or put it off for a little while you pursued a career. Could a different decision have changed and bettered your life? Maybe you decided to invest in a home or a business. Maybe you decided to start exercising. Or maybe to give up exercising. Maybe you made a decision to stop smoking. Or made a decision to move somewhere else. Start life all over. Or a decision to follow God. Maybe you made a decision to do drugs. Or not to do drugs. How many of these decisions affected you to make you who you are at this very point in your life? Are you happy with all your decisions? Or have you asked yourself 1,000 times, why did I make such a stupid decision? You ever kick yourself around a little bit? More than anything else, the Bible teaches us that it's our decisions, not the conditions around us, that determine our destiny. You are the one in charge. You are the master of your own destiny and the architect of your fate. John 1:12 says, but to as many as did receive and welcome him, Jesus, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. May I say that God is one of the first major decisions you need to make in life. Putting your life in the hands of Christ. Now the good news is this. Right now, you can make a decision. Any decision you want, and if you do, you can determine exactly what kind of life you will have in the future. You might want to make a decision to go back to school. I know some in this church have decided to do that. You may want to make a decision that you're going to take control of your finances and you're going to get out of debt. You might even make a decision that you're not going to be poor, that you're going to get up above that and you're going to have a lot of money. You're going to be wealthy. You're going to be a millionaire. Is it wrong to be a millionaire? No. It's what you do, how you honor God with what He gives you and how He blesses you. Maybe you want to make a decision to fly an airplane. Or maybe you'd rather just transform your body into a picture of vibrant health. You can do that. Or maybe you'd like to make a decision to enroll in trade school or to attend church and become involved, become active. Or maybe you would like to make a decision to learn a new language. Or maybe to read a book once a week. To grow a garden. Begin a new business. If you truly decide you can to do any of these things, you can do almost anything. So if you don't like the current relationship you're in, make a decision now to make it better. I heard somebody say, get out. No, that don't get out. That's not ever the answer. That's the last place you want to go. That's my opinion. Anyway, back to, if you don't like your current job, change it. Find something you like. You should, I mean, you're going to do this the rest of your life. Why should you be involved in something you don't like doing? If you don't like the way you feel about yourself, change it. If you want to lose weight and be healthy, just make a decision and you can change it. Now, it all starts up here, making that decision. God gave you the power that in a moment you can change anything you decide to change in your life. What did Philippians 4:13 say? I can do all things. Okay. I can do all things through Christ. Think about it. You cannot change the world, but you definitely can change your world. It's your decision. Your life changes the moment you make a new committed decision. There are thousands of illustrations, stories to illustrate this point. One of them comes to mind is Winston Churchill. He made some serious decisions, decisions that forever changed the course of human history. King David, yeah, he made a decision too, to commit adultery with Bathsheba. Eve made a decision to eat some fruit that she was told by God not to eat. Remember, the most important decisions you make are not those that affect you on this earth, but the ones you make for eternity. Abraham decided to do it his way. He not only had a son by his wife, but a son by her handmaid, producing Isaac and Ishmael. And today those two tribes, the Israelites and the Arabs, still fight. The fight goes on and on. It's so bad that all the world is centered to what's going on over there in the Middle East. Just because Abraham took time to make a stupid decision. Jesus, on the other hand, made a decision to die, even though he did not feel like it, to save you and I. Acts 1:8 tells us another thing that Jesus did. He says, "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might." when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, to the ends, the very bounds of the earth." He doesn't leave us alone. He says, "I will empower you. I will give you strength to make right decisions." Decisions act as a source of both problems and incredible joys and opportunities. Decisions turn the invisible into the visible. True decisions are the catalyst for turning our dreams into reality. An analysis of over 25,000 men and women who had experienced business failure revealed that the lack of decision was the main cause for their failure. However, in a similar study of men and women who had fortunes of over $1 million, it was revealed that every one of them had the ability to make good, prompt decisions. You know, the most exciting thing about this force We already possess the ability to make decisions. Have you ever seen babies make decisions? Yeah. They want to eat or don't want to eat, or if they want to be changed or they want to be picked up, they let you know it. Yeah, it's available. From the very youngest, to the common laborer, to the most wealthy, to kings and queens. In the very next moment, you can use this mighty force that lies within you if you just muster the courage claim it. Now, after all this, I'm always puzzled by the question, if all people can make good decisions and have a great life, then why don't people follow Nike's advice and just do it? I think the main reason is that most of us don't recognize what it even means to make a real decision. The term decision is so loosely used today, it's come to describe something like a wish list. I wish I could lose weight. I wish I had more money. You know? Wish I had a new car. Instead of making decisions, we keep stating our preferences or things we would like. Making a true decision means committing to achieve a specific goal and then cutting yourself off from any other possibility than achieving that goal. After making a true decision, even a tough one, don't most of us feel great relief? We finally got off the fence. It's such a good feeling. And we all know how great it feels to make a good, solid decision. The challenge for most of us is that we haven't made a good decision in such a long time. We've forgotten what it feels like. We've got what you might call flabby decision-making muscles. Some people even have a hard time deciding what's going to be for dinner. So, how do we strengthen our decision-making muscles? The answer is, give them a workout! Make decisions! And the more you make, the better ones you'll start making. Because you'll learn from the bad ones you make. Don't think you're locked in for life. We're going to do work on that in a few minutes. But before that, we need to acknowledge another area. Many of us don't make the majority of our decisions conscientiously. By making bad decisions over and over, and by repeating these bad decisions over and over, we end up making our decisions unconsciously, automatically, by nature, not by conscientious choice. Many of these unconscious decisions involve major important, areas of our lives. And in so doing, we end up paying a major price. You see, to most people, life's like a river. People jump on the river of life without ever realizing where they're going to end. And in a short time period of time, they get caught up in the current. You know, current events, current fears, current challenges, current trends, current depressions, current bills, the list goes on and on and on. And when they come to the forks in the river, they don't conscientiously decide where they want to go or which direction is best for them. They merely go with the flow. They become a part of the mass of people who are directed by the environment and society instead of being directed by their own values. As a result, they feel out of control. They don't know what to do. They remain in this unconscious state until one day, all of a sudden, the sound of raging water awakens them. They hear the falls up ahead, and all of a sudden they discover they're in a boat with no motor. And what do? God, help me! Why didn't they do that when they were making their decision? Before they jumped on the river of life. But you know, it's too late then. They're going to take a fall. Sometimes it's an emotional fall, sometimes a physical fall, sometimes a financial fall, and often it's a spiritual fall. Think about your own life. It's likely that whatever challenges you have in your life currently could have been avoided had you made better decisions upstream. So, we want to break out of this autopilot state and conscientiously begin to make good decisions. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. Your life changes the minute you make a new committed decision. Although you may never have even thought about it. Have you ever wondered, stopped and said, why did I do that? Didn't even think about it. Why did I do that? God constructed in your brain an eternal system for making decisions. This decision system is an invisible force directing all of your thoughts, actions, and feelings, both good and bad, every moment that you live. It controls how you evaluate everything in your life. It's largely driven by your subconscious mind. The scary thing is that most people have never conscientiously set that system up. Instead, it has been installed through the years by many different sources, such as your parents, your teachers, television, your peers, advertisers, and our culture at large. This system in your brain is comprised of five components that affect your decision-making process. One, your core beliefs and unconscious rules. What governs your feelings and your thoughts, your motives? What's really down inside you that does all this? Two, your life's values. Three, your references. Four, the habitual questions you ask yourself. We'll talk more about that in a minute. And five, the emotional states that you experience. These five elements working together exert a force that's responsible for determining why you do what you do and why you don't do some things that you know you need to do. By making a decision to change any one of these five elements, you can immediately produce a major change in your life. And by doing this, you'll be dealing with the cause instead of the effect. In a moment, we're going to go through a little exercise, but there's one more thing that I need to bring up, and that is the power of role models. As important as personal experience is, the importance of role models is very, very strong. You know, somebody who's navigated the rapids before you and has a good map that you can follow, you can have a role model for your finances. Find somebody who does very well with their finances, who knows how to handle their finances. Talk with them. Learn from them. Your relationships, your health, your profession. All these things you can find role models for and can take shortcuts to get where you want to be. Your life's words and actions and conduct. I can't think of a better role model than Jesus. Role models can save you years of pain and keep you from going over the falls. You know, I get to meet a lot of people. Used to meet a lot more when I was canvassing. But you know, I never was turned down whenever I would ask any of them what made them a success. What did they learn from their mistakes? What mistakes did they encounter in life? Last of all, I need to emphasize again our personal responsibility in life. Many have told me that when I've asked those questions, that I'm the only one that ever asked that. Wouldn't that be a shame? You're a success in life and lots of people look on, but they never come and say, how did you do it? What took place? How can I get there? How can I avoid the mistakes that you made? I don't want to do that. I want to be successful. But all about the heartache. Something else. As a society, we're programmed for instantaneous gratification. Right now. Got to have it now. I want you to know that good decisions are not like that. You need to commit to long-term results rather than short-term fixes. One step, one day at a time. Often, what seems impossible in the short term becomes very possible in the long term if you persist. In order to succeed, we need to discipline ourselves. Consistently think long term. I know most of us don't want to discipline ourselves, let alone anybody else. But we do. We need to discipline ourselves. Know that it's your decisions, not your conditions, that determine your destiny. Remember that. Because in the final analysis, everything you've heard here this morning is worthless. Every book you've read or tape you've heard or seminar you've ever attended is totally worthless unless you decide to use it. If you don't make decisions about how you're going to live, then you've already made a decision, haven't you? You're making a decision to be directed by the environment instead of shaping your own destiny. So let's make some decisions. I need a couple people to help hand out some things. Let's exercise those flabby decision muscles today. But not just today. Let's continue to do it over the months. And let's go on in to the years. Let's make them just as tough and strong as we can. Let's make decisions in the five areas we've just discussed. Okay. You see number one there? On the first page, take a moment to write down one good decision that you need to make about your core beliefs or unconscious rules. For example, how about making a decision to believe in God, to trust Him? Or how about a decision that you're going to be responsible for your life? A decision that you will not blame anyone else or any circumstance but your own self. A decision to believe that you can do all things through Christ. How about a decision just to be a moral person? Number two, your life's values. For example, what do you value in life? Maybe you value your family and you'd like to spend more time with them. Write that down. Or maybe you want to spend more time with your husband or your wife. Or how about your son or your daughter? How about making a decision to be a better brother or sister? How about a decision to help others? A decision maybe to no longer be bitter over someone who wronged you, but to forgive them. Number three, we need a decision about our references. In other words, what references have been determining your decisions in the past? Has TV been a big reference for decisions that you've made? Or books? Or friends? You need to take control here. Very important that you make a decision to control your references. Write a decision that the Bible will be your future reference. Or pick a good role model as a reference. Maybe you're having trouble with your marriage. Why not make a decision to go on down and get some good books or videos on how to have a successful marriage? Watch that instead of those soap operas that so many have been using as a reference. Four, we need a decision about questions you ask yourself. This is an important one. The devil uses this one over and over to whip Christians to death. Do you find yourself asking this question, why does this always happen to me? What makes you think it only happens to you? Why not take that question and tweak it a little bit, make it a constructive question like, what decision can I make so this will not happen to me in the future? Why are all the people around me so stupid? Or maybe you have the question, why am I so stupid? Hey, you're a child of God. You aren't stupid. So, what decisions can we make to change that? How about saying, well, what decision? How can I live my life in such a way that it'll show foolish people a better way? Number five, emotional states. Decide to be happy instead of sad. When your feet hit the floor, can you put a smile on your face instead of a frown? Can you put a song in your heart instead of starting to think about the things you were grumbling about the day before? Maybe you need to speak a word of encouragement to someone else instead of being depressed. Depression, anger, sadness, worry, frustration, all of these are decisions. If you decide to be that way, then you will be. So decide not to be and choose a good emotion. So today, if you don't have time this morning to get that down there, just finish this up this afternoon. Then in the days and the weeks and the months ahead, write a new decision in each section. Practice each one throughout the week. By the end of the month, you will have made 20 new, good, empowering decisions. In 1 year, you will have made 240 major life-changing decisions. That's good, isn't it? But just don't stop there. Think, you've just eliminated 240 bad decisions. So you've made almost 500 Major life-changing decisions. That's good, isn't it? Because within a few weeks, as you practice this, those good decisions will become, remember we talked about that automatic system that God set up? They automatically will do the good thing, make the good decision, the good choices, not the bad ones you've been making in the past. Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, "If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Good decision. Make good decisions. Remember, it's God who empowers you. Don't leave that power lay dormant. Take hold of it and use it. That's what He wants you to do.